Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. It's been a while since we've done this, so first, this is Ricky, recording live out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area, and you may notice that you do not hear a second voice along with mine. We told you guys that we're actually taking a break, but I actually have a surprise guest with me this week, and she's here all the way from Florida. This is a very good friend of mine. We've been friends since I lived in Virginia, which is way before you guys knew me, and so I'm introducing Gigi today.
Hello, everybody.
Good job. You're like way on point. You're getting there. You're like a professional podcaster almost.
Oh my gosh. Just because I just listened to like six episodes, I'm so excited.
So Gigi, we'll go into like some history of ours.
Okay.
Gigi and I met probably around 97, maybe.
Yes. Yes.
You were like a sophomore or something in college, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So, and we lived in the same apartment building. You actually lived above us. Me and,
it was the building across.
But at one point we lived under you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we lived originally under you, and then we moved when you were getting ready to move away to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
We moved into the building across from you.
Okay.
So originally we were under you, because remember really how we met is, so I used to date this guy named Ben.
Oh Lord.
And he was like my first like super official boyfriend. And I should actually pull some of the pictures out because I have a picture box, y'all. Oh. And I should post some of these photos of us because, it was a long time ago. So basically how Gigi and I got introduced to one another is I came home one day from work and
wait a minute. Where were you working at? You got to give the full picture.
I was working at Bell Atlantic or Verizon at that time, right?
Really?
Oh, let's see here. Maybe I was working at Walmart. Was I working at Walmart still? I can't remember where I was working.
I don't think it was Walmart. Subway? No, I thought it was some food place.
Maybe it was Subway.
Okay.
I'm trying to. Oh my God, it's so long ago. I can't even remember.
Mm.
So what I do remember is coming home from work, and I believe it was like in the evening, and I come home and it looks like somebody had robbed our apartment. And then I look down on the ground and there's my boyfriend who's about to die
from
alcohol poisoning. You remember that?
Yes.
And so I had no idea what to do. So I'm like out on our balcony. I'm like talking to 911, crying. And all the while, Gigi and her roommate are above on the balcony. And they're, you know, I bet they're all just like, oh, girl, what is happening downstairs? So then I know that you and Tammy came down to help me with him.
I'm sure.
And then he ended up having to go to the hospital, and I think you took me there.
Yeah. Well, no. And then like the next day, because Tammy introduced us.
Right.
And then the next day I had to take you somewhere. Well, you needed a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my awesome 1992 Mustang hatchback.
Right.
And I would drive that no matter what weather condition.
Oh, I think that I had to go pay my electricity bill or something.
You had
I
to
couldn't
pay
drive because I had a car, so I don't know why I couldn't drive. I guess I felt like I couldn't drive in the snow or something.
Everybody felt like that, but they were like, but Gigi could drive. Or right. I'm like, sure, no problem.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oopsie.
So that's how Gigi and I met. And then we were attached by the hip until you moved to North Carolina.
To live in sin with my boyfriend.
Yeah. And you worked at a barbecue place, which was pretty awesome.
My first job after I graduated with a bachelor's of science. My parents were so proud. Bubba's Barbecue. Big white shirt with red letters. Mm. Bubba's Barbecue.
Those were the days.
Oh my gosh.
But like prior to that, though, we lived like a pretty crazy life, though. I mean, there was a lot of drinking.
Yes.
There was a lot of chemical enhancements.
By nature.
Right. we lived by a river. We lived in a town that was like all college students partying all the time.
All the time. Between Radford and Virginia Tech.
Right.
So it was a constant party scene.
Right. And then that was like before I was really like gay, I guess. Like I was like young gay, lived in the mountains, didn't know anything.
Right. You didn't want to let everybody know. Like right. you wanted to expose yourself how you wanted to on your terms. And I was like, what? So you and Ben were my first exposure to gay people. And I'm like,
you were like your test subject.
Yeah. I was just like, is this how it's supposed to be all the time? And Ben was the drama drunk. And you were just like, I don't know what to do with him, but I love him. And I'm like,
God. Do you remember that time I found out he was cheating on me?
Yes.
And we were wrestling outside in our underwear.
Yes.
Oh my God. There were so many guys jerking off to us, I'm sure.
But I'm sure. And I thought it was gonna like lead into some type of gay porn or something.
Right.
And I was like,
as I'm looking up and like Ben's like choking me. And I'm looking up, I'm like, there's shoes hanging from the power line. What the fuck?
But at the time, we were so poor. So poor. That like outweighed everything. That outweighed all the drama. That outweighed all the everything. We were so, so poor.
We pretty much lived off of my roommate's Papa John's job and Pizza Hut. And I'm trying to think like other places where people worked where we were constantly just getting food from.
Okay, but it wasn't just Papa John's pizza. It was, you have to explain the whole thing. And it was when people would order the Papa John's, whenever they didn't want it, okay, fine. Whenever the coworkers picked through it, then he would bring it home.
Right.
And after he had picked through it, then we would get those.
Let me turn you down just a notch.
Sorry.
It's okay. You can keep talking.
Then, so after how many people would go through it, then we would get those scraps. So that's how poor, and we were so grateful for that because it was either that or the noodles.
Oh my God. But the thing is that now we were grateful, but he was a total asshole.
Big time.
Like he was from New Jersey. He had like 19 brothers. They were all like fucking crazy.
Yes.
And they would come like all of his brothers would come down at one time to visit him and fill up our apartment. I mean,
dirty.
There was a lot of men in that apartment. And some of them
sleazeball
I could have slept with, but they were so sleazy. Actually, I just remember them being super, I was being super pissy about this, but it was like the day after Halloween. I was so excited because I had this huge bag of Smarties, you know, like the the little pill things. We called them pills when we were kids. So excited because I got them. They were like 75 cent for like 500 of them. You know, I was so excited. Why did I get home and these fuckers from New Jersey had used my Smarties as sidewalk chalk? You remember this? I don't know.
Yes,
did you
wait
see
a
it?
Minute. This
they had it all
familiar.
Over our sidewalks and they had used it to write like fuck in graffiti on the sidewalk.
I remember him just being so dirty, not like with his mouth, but just like never taking a shower,
like,
and stinky.
Really greasy, like Jersey Italians,
and just stinky.
I know I'm offending like 50 people, And plus Taylor, the latte boy, because he's from there. He's another podcaster. You don't know him.
Oh, okay.
But they live in Tampa.
Oh.
Water area.
Oh, okay. My neighbor.
You met them at my wedding.
Oh.
The podcasters.
Okay. Hi.
And, we have I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, but.
Okay.
All right. So hold on for a second. Let's go back to when we first met.
Okay.
What is the thing that you still have now that I helped you set up with back in 1997?
I'm raising my hand.
You.
Yes,
you.
Yes. I'm raising my hand. My email. My Yahoo email. Ooh, can I give that out?
Don't give it out.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know.
ABCYA. No.
You guys, when I met Gigi, computer illiterate.
Still like, kind of am.
Yeah. Like, she's like, can I even go on Yahoo? I think it's only AOL we can go on. I was like,
Wait a minute, though. I still remember cell phones being like a thing to possibly use.
That, right. But it wasn't like possible because we were super poor.
No, absolutely. So that's why I was like, can we use email? Or is that like rich people?
I guess this was at a time when computers were just starting to like pick up, like in colleges and stuff.
Yes, so. And like ATMs. We remember like the ATM you could just start accessing it like around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like so shit out of luck. Excuse my language.
No, you can curse all you fucking want to.
Thank God. Because it was $20 increments. And we were like, fuck.
Oh, I have $19.50 in my account.
Exactly. It was so hard. So hard those days. So I thought email was like for corporate America only.
Right.
And for like just the rich elite. And I'm like... Is it illegal? Can we have email? And you were like, yes, you dumb bitch. Let me help you. Like,
you are so stupid. Like, why do you even have a computer?
I didn't at the time.
Oh, yeah, that was Tammy's computer,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had it. I had a word processor. Now, I'm old, but Ricky will always be older than me by
like 28 days or something like that.
And those are precious 28 days.
Actually, 60 days.
Oh, even better. Anyway, so yes, and I will always have that email.
Do you still use it?
I use it all the time. Look.
Closer to the mic.
I use it all the time. Look. It's my top email.
Oh, on your phone.
Yeah, see, look.
I'm so proud of you.
I know.
We worked really hard on that, trying to get you the right email address.
Well, now it shows how old I am because no one's going to realize how old I am because this is going to be like, I don't know what I was thinking. Anyways, it shows how old
I am. It was very professional, though. Like in the beginning, you know, everybody had like their unprofessional email. Like, I don't know, like mine was like Miller Time, 1977, some shit like that. But yours is very like professional. You could use that in your professional life if you want to.
I use this as my username on a lot of stuff. Whoopsie.
Hopefully not the same password. And if you do, don't even say it.
Oopsie doopsie.
So a funny story, you guys, at my wedding. It was at Gigi's house.
Yes, outside.
Outside. It was a little stressful, but it was nice. But
not that stressful because we were under the influence.
That's true. Well, more stressful for me, I think.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Just a little.
Well, I wasn't
uptight, I think, but I wasn't so bad.
No.
But so Taylor the latte boy came.
Which one was he again?
Well, let me explain everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Taylor the Latte Boy, Babalu. These are not their real names. These are their podcasting names.
I gotcha.
Taffy Carl Huffington and her husband, Tank.
I wish they were their real names, but okay.
Okay, but this will remind you.
Okay.
Remember when you were like setting up something and Tank was trying to help you and he was asking you a question. You're like, oh, yeah, girl. Da, 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 da.
Yes.
So, and she kept going and going and she was like, Ricky, I have a question. And I'm like, okay. She's like, who is that gay guy in here helping me? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, this guy, like, is he, he's gay, right? I'm like, no, he's married. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Because you're like, oh, girlfriend, yeah, honey. I don't know what you were saying to him. But I guess you were fixing food or something. I don't remember.
I was trying to figure out which way to set up some station. I think drink station, guest sign, login, something.
Right.
I can't remember. You guys, I have the worst memory ever.
She does. It's pretty bad.
It's really bad. Yeah, I take medication that for my migraine. So like every day, my brain is like an Etch-a-Sketch. So
it starts out new every day.
Every day.
But I found that hilarious because I just
Wait a minute. I owned up to my shit and I apologized to him, and he said, "Sweetheart, don't worry about it. People do it to me all the time." So then my question is, well, why keep doing that then? Like, is that
persona? Oh, why did he keep going through it? Like, yeah. Why did he? Well, he was probably just going along. He's, you know, pretty cool and open. So he's like, whatever.
All right, whatever.
I mean, two of his wife's best friends are gay. So, or they probably have more gay friends than that. But like Taylor and Taffy have been friends forever. So kind of like us.
So who are the other podcasters that were there?
Well, Taylor, Babalu, and Taffy are the podcasters. And then the husband was just along for the ride.
So since they weren't wearing name tags, what did they look like?
I'll show you pictures. Oh, okay. I don't want to describe them. It's too much because you're not going to remember anyway. Because remember, you have like a shitty brain.
That's right. Well, I'm glad they were there to show, to experience, to be there.
It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
And appreciate you having me at your house for the wedding.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me be here at your house for my vacation.
So Gigi came here to like come on vacation, and she has two children and she needed to get away for a few days.
No, wait a minute. Let me clarify. Okay. I have three children.
Oh.
I have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 47-year-old.
Poor John.
No, poor John.
So, all right. So you came here to visit. We've been doing like nothing. feels like.
But yet we're so tired at the end of the day.
We're so sleepy. We're so tired. We drove to Peoria, Illinois.
I'm so glad you know how to say that correctly because I still can't.
She's like, Peoria.
The pea place.
It was a cute little town. It was cute.
Yes.
It was small. I mean, I wasn't expecting skyscrapers at all. I was like, oh, yes. Wow.
I know. Like, as soon as we crossed over the bridge, it was like, what?
So you wanted to get a tattoo from one of your favorite tattoo artists who was in Peoria.
Yeah. Tim Bex.
Yeah. And she did it.
Yes.
It was successful.
Yes.
And?
I like it.
How did you find him?
Oh, well, on my Instagram, which is blah, 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 blah. No. No. Because, you know, on Facebook, my Facebook, I really have it just to communicate with family because my family is spread all across America. My Instagram is like where I really let my freak flag fly. Yeah.
You get so crazy.
Really?
I mean, you post pictures of sand.
Yeah.
The beach.
Yeah. Brace yourself.
And children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so crazy.
One of my students, the picture of a drawing of a boat that looks a lot like a
penis.
Big time.
Right.
So anyways, who I follow, though, is a huge, huge diverse group, from awesome photographers to crazy people to tattoo artists. So a main one that I follow is Tim Hendricks, and he is really good friends with Tim Beck. So when I realized, I really started following Tim Beck a lot. And when I really find something I really like, a show, a person, a story, one of the first people I talk to and ask about, or, hey, did you hear about this, is Ricky. Mm-hmm. So when I found
out. Because what do you say? Gay people always are in the know of new things, right?
I don't think I've ever said that.
I think you said that.
I don't think I've ever said that.
If you need to know what's hip and cool, you ask a gay person. I'm pretty sure you said it.
Sure, baby. Yeah. When I have questions about stuff, I'll ask you.
Because we're what? A vast book of knowledge?
Normally it's about my Apple stuff I'll ask you.
That's true. Which I tell her, there's an Apple store in Tampa you can take classes in.
No, but then I'm like, but you respond quicker. Oh, but you do. Whenever I have questions about gay stuff, you're still the first person I ask. Oh, because back to your wedding. I remember you and Tony going down the highway, my neighborhood. Remember? Mm-hmm. You got it, and you were like, oh, that flag, you know what that means. And I'm like, oh, what? And you're... Remember?
Yeah, it was a leather, what was it, black and blue?
Yeah, and I was like...
Yeah, it was a leather flag. That means they were really into leather.
Well, and I was like, no, they're cops.
And then I was like, my point is taken.
But then, the next day, their flag represented, what was it?
The bear community. It was brown, yes, and yellow.
And then I was like, holy shit, because the guy that walked out is exactly that. And then, like, you really opened my eyes to a whole another community about collars and what was it?
The chain.
Yes. Like not the master, but the dominant and the
subordinate.
Okay.
Submissive.
Yes. So once again, I'm not really good with details. So anyways, so yeah, in the preparation of your wedding.
You were like, what? Oh my god.
It's like, oh, let's stalk them.
I totally see it now.
Yes. And I don't like them besides that. Anyway, he ran over a turtle. And he like passed me because I was trying to block him. And anyways. The cop too. That god complex. Anyways. I digress. What was I talking about?
The wedding.
Before that. We're old.
So old.
Instagram. That's right. Oh my goodness. Thank the Lord.
I had to download it from the iCloud. I had to like process it and then shoot it back up and then bring it back down.
Anyway, so yeah. So if you want to check him out, he is phenomenal, like vintage, but he's our age, but like vintage tattooing. And that's where, if you guys haven't already seen Ricky's great microphone tattoo. Mm-hmm. And who did yours? What was his name?
Cody. I don't know his last name. I don't have the card in here.
Okay, because
he works there.
He looks to me like a Zach, so I can never remember his name.
Oh, was this Zach Dole? That was his name.
Oh.
You are so good.
Oh my gosh.
So you guys, she just told you, but. Actually, I wasn't really planning on getting a tattoo.
Oh, okay. So I didn't spill the beans.
No, I mean, I posted the picture already. People know.
Thank God. Okay.
But originally, I was going to get a tattoo, but then I was like, maybe I won't. But then I have been thinking, since I've been doing this podcasting thing for 10 years, that I should do something cool and to remember it when I'm like 90. Because Gigi and I both, as soon as we retire, like 65, we're going straight into an old folks home.
Yes.
So people can feed us, wipe our asses, and give us showers.
Yes, even if
we deserve
don't.
It.
Even if we don't need the assistance, we're going to do it.
We will pretend we broke our leg so that we can get our ass wiped for us.
Yes.
Yes. And then, so I decided to get this vintage microphone.
Yes.
On my chest, which it looks pretty awesome.
It looks amazing.
It's like white and gray. And if you guys haven't seen it, you can go my Instagram. You can go to Twitter. You can go to the Foul Monkeys Facebook group page. I pretty much posted it where I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. I think it's cool.
It's 10 really
years,
cool.
That's a long time. Like that's a part of. I have 10 years of my life in audio journals.
That's awesome.
Some of them aren't as happy as others, but I mean,
no, but it's you cool. know what? I told you this already. When I was driving up to Virginia to fly up here, I was listening to another podcast and I was really disappointed before I was listening to yours because it was a female comedian. And I was like so excited because I was like, I really like her and the effort she puts towards her comedy. I can't wait to listen to her podcast. And she was just so unprepared, just so unprofessional about it. And like, she really didn't care about it. And like, as soon as she would start it, she'd like walk off or she'd get an email and she'd be like, hold on a second. And I'm like, what? It's like she's talking to someone on the phone. And I was like, is this how it's supposed to be? I don't think so. And so from South Carolina on to Virginia, I listened to your podcast like back to back. And there were times busted out laughing.
So sorry.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of critiques. No, just joking. I'm busted out laughing and just like some of the things I was just like, man, Ricky, that was really harsh. But, you know, I was like, but this is your podcast. This is your baby. This is mm-hmm. something, you know, that you believe in. And I was just, it was just huge night and day difference. I mean, and I know that's how podcasts should be. I mean, it's a reflection on you. It's a reflection like a thumbprint or something like mm-hmm. that, I guess. I just really
God, look at you being so smart and using your professional words.
I know.
Thumbprint. Like, right? When do you ever use that? Except for in your old job.
Who knows? I'm like, really? Maybe it's the cookie maybe butter.
You guys.
Oh, my God.
I introduced Gigi to cookie butter today.
It's amazing.
And she literally cleaned my couch for me because her vagina got so wet.
I didn't know what to do with myself. It was literally better than sex at that moment.
And a lot of people say chocolate is better than sex, but Gigi really doesn't care for chocolate.
No,
that was like one thing that's always seems crazy to me, that you don't really like chocolate.
Well, because as a kid, I was actually allergic to it, and it has a weird taste to me. Mm. So
now you have cookie butter in your life.
My God. Like, I need another reason to gain, like, 50 pounds. But I'm gonna. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Except for an empty cookie butter container.
Exactly. They're gonna be like, oh, are you pregnant again? Yeah.
Having a cookie butter baby.
Exactly. And it's due the 12th of never. I'll be busting out my maternity pants again. Don't think I won't.
So being that actually no one on this podcast has ever really heard anyone that grew up with me in Virginia or lived with me in Virginia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not really grew up with me because we didn't meet until you were in college and I was a hardworking blue collar something. I don't know.
Right. But we did go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What would you like to tell them a story or maybe how different I am from Virginia Ricky to Florida Ricky to Chicago Ricky? Maybe give like a story or two or.
Oh, geez.
And you can pretty much share anything.
Okay. Well, I think I kind of touched a little bit about young Virginia Ricky, about just the closet gay. Mm-hmm. I think you really were. Like, and you kind of like channeled and you put like all your eggs in one basket with Ben. Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of did with Ben just because Ben just did not give a shit about anything. About anything. I mean, he was just so crazy and so out there, but I think it was just because he was crazy, right? Like, didn't he have a mental illness?
Well, he was from Richlands. I mean, you know, it's kind of a backwoods part of Virginia. But I don't know if he really had a mental illness. I was too young to know, I think. So
I thought he did. I thought, like, he... when he had that...
That's your area of work.
Well, I think he
Well,
is.
Obviously, he almost killed himself drinking alcohol. Oh my and gosh. He'd never drink an alcohol before that. So that was weird to me.
Well, that was one of many losers down your path. Anyways, that's a whole another show. Anywho. So, okay, so.
And then, yeah. Well, the reason I moved to Florida.
Yes, that's what I was okay, getting ready go to ahead, say. Go ahead. So I always knew in Virginia that Virginia was a small pit stop in my way of life. I think anybody who met me, I was like, Virginia is not going to be my hometown. Florida is where I'm going to end up. So my heart broke if I knew that you were going to stay in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And you were just like, no, my family's here. I have responsibilities. And I was like, fuck that. You need to come down and see me.
Because you guys, I was a very family-oriented person.
Very.
And one reason why is because, and you were there in Virginia when my father passed away.
Yes.
It was very traumatic for me.
Very.
And really, Gigi's the only person that, well, you guys have heard.
Right.
That saw me go through that and kind of grow from it also.
Right.
But that kind of made me feel like I had to stay to help my family.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. I mean, anybody would feel that way. But I saw you like slowly dying inside. And I mm-hmm. think I probably even told you that. I was just like, no. I'm like, you know. And you were just like, I don't know. I'm like, well, at that time, I was like, well, just come down and visit me in Florida. That's all it took. What was your impression?
Basically, well, she tricked me because she had me come down during Thanksgiving.
I'm sure.
It was the Thanksgiving week. And, you know, Thanksgiving in Florida is like beautiful weather. It's so wonderful. I could live here. So then I get home and then
How's that tricking? Okay.
Well, I haven't got to the tricky part yet.
Oh, okay.
So I get home, and actually about 2 weeks after I arrived from vacation from her house, I made a big decision because my job was going to give me a payout to leave my job.
Mm.
And I remember calling Gigi and talking with her about it and like, oh my God, what should I do? I kind of feel like I'm in a job I don't really like. I'm stuck in Virginia, you know. And then I think I pretty much just asked you, can I come live in your house for a couple months until I find a job in Florida? And you were like, let me ask. Let me think about it. But you allowed me to like pretty much quit my job, take my payout. And I was in Florida January 1st, that same, like, right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And then the tricky part came in around April or May when I wanted to fucking kill myself because it was so goddamn hot. Like, what have you gotten me into?
You're welcome.
So basically, I arrived in Florida via Gigi.
Yes.
Because I quit my job. I took a big cut in salary. I mean, I had a really well-paying job.
Yeah.
But it really fucking sucked. And I was going through a lot of life problems.
Yeah.
And I needed to get away. I didn't need to get away from my family. I needed to be able to be far away enough from them to say no to somebody.
Yeah. And to figure out who you were. You need to figure out who you were and what you needed, but whatever. Anyways, so was and plus that gave you freedom, the small gay community, and exposure
mm-hmm.
that to realize, wow, there is other people out there like me that I don't have to be secretive and I don't have to be, because you were showing me like chat rooms and meeting up with married men after they put their wife and kids
How
to bed.
Dare you talk about that on the show?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
Do we need to have like a safe word or something? I don't know. Okay.
Believe me, there's been a lot more. Worse said gotcha. On this show.
Gotcha. So, at least that broadened your horizon of your community.
Just a little bit closer. Thank you.
Okay. So, and then when it was time, when you started visiting up here in Chicago, you came to another crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Because then I was the, I'm like, you know, people always call me brutally honest. And I'm always the type of person is like, all right, gun to your head. What are you going to say? What are you going to, you know, mm-hmm. what are you going to think? Because even with this tattoo, he was like, I don't know, on my calf or on my chest, on my calf or on my chest. I don't know. And I'm like, what? Make up your mind. Come on, hurry up. And then gun to your head, the guy was like, where do you want it? And you're like, oh, chest. Like you just knew.
Well, but Chicago was a big, like, for me, I kind of felt like moving to Chicago was a whole lot different than me moving from Virginia to Florida. Because
why?
I think in Florida, I pretty much by the time I was going to Chicago, I had like grown up already and I was kind of like mentally had my shit together, you know, a lot more than I did when I moved to Florida.
Okay.
But so the decision for me to move here was a lot harder because I had grown. I wasn't 21. I'm like, who cares about life? I'll just go wherever I want to go. And then I was 34. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to make a career change. Maybe I'll just stay where I am. You know,
okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it actually took me a while to finally decide if I was moving to Chicago. I mean, I went back and forth with it for a long time, but then I finally did it.
Yeah.
And then I put the wheels in motion and then went from there. But.
Mm-hmm. And then. And now it's, yeah. And then the next chapter of your life happened when you moved to Chicago.
Yeah. And things were a lot different than I thought they would be 10 years ago, Ricky. You know, it's real crazy to me that. And it doesn't even seem like it's been 10 years. That's another thing. It's like, first, I can't remember a lot of it, which really upsets me because I'm like, what the fuck did I do for 10 years?
I know.
And then I also think, okay, so I've been in Chicago for 5 years. I was only doing the podcast.
Wait a minute. You've already been here for 5 years? No.
Yeah, because I just celebrated my job's 5th anniversary.
I thought we just had to talk about you moving up here like 2 years ago.
No, it's been 5.
Oh, wait a minute. Gabby's how old now? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So then I'm thinking, well, that means I was only doing my podcast for 5 years before I moved to Chicago. That just doesn't seem right. It seems like I've been podcasting longer than that. But then also, I don't remember a lot of everything that I did. Probably because I was a little drunk half the time, but
and
crazy on
pills,
but prescribed pills. It wasn't like I was like popping like crazy pills.
No,
like,
but y'all, he was on a lot of pills. Those doctors were prescribing.
I took myself off those medications,
and I'm
though.
Really proud of you. But
it
man,
was hard.
God, he was on a lot of them.
I was pretty much a dead man walking.
He was. He was a zombie. I was just like, what the fuck? It was bad.
I had like a really. I just remember, was it the first year that I was there or the second year? I had celebrated my birthday and then you took me out to eat the next day. But I was so out of it that I had like no idea where I was. Do you remember that?
Which time? It was it was bad. And then I remember I took half of your Ambien.
Oh my God. I almost had you into an Ambien convert, like everyone else that I meet.
No. Oh,
on your
no.
first day of
no,
your job.
I did not want to convert. It scared the shit out of me. Thank God I don't have that work ID anymore. That's all I got to say. Maybe I should as a scare away from drugs picture for people. I don't ever want to take Ambien again. No, thank you.
You guys... Gigi was really stressed and couldn't really, because it was her first day on her job.
Serious job.
Really, you know, stressed up. And I was like, oh, well, just take half of this Ambien.
Half.
You should be good.
Half.
And she's like, I'm like, you'll be fine.
I woke up way late. It was for my state job. And I rushed to orientation. And the picture of my work ID just says it all. I like begged everybody, can I retake my picture? They're like, nope. It was the state. So they were like, no retakes.
Cost money. Sorry.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So.
I think at the time I did probably have, and this is before I even podcasted, like
way before,
years before that.
Way before.
But I had a problem with that. Like, it was scary.
I can imagine. I mean.
And this is probably, this is the first time these guys are hearing about this.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't think I've really talked about it before.
Whoa, whoa.
So you're bringing out like the old Ricky shit.
Sorry,
like
guys.
Literally, I was on so, and these were all prescribed by my psychiatrist. Is that
yeah? Wait a minute, though. You can only say that word one time.
What, psychiatrist?
No, the L word. Literally.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, proceed. It was a psychiatrist. No, it wasn't just a psychiatrist, though.
It was my regular doctor, too.
Yeah,
right?
Because my red flag, well, many of them, but the first one, you had that black cat.
Oh, nostrils.
And you were so out of it, you left the space heater on and had him locked in your room. And he was, like, sweating to death in that room because you were so out of it that you, like, left to work with the space heater on, and he was in there, and I come home from work, and he was like, I mean, he was just like, God only knows what that cat went through.
I remember that lecture I got.
Oh yeah,
because
it was bad.
But I think I must have not been out of it, because I do remember that.
Well,
like,
good.
I remember the lecture.
Yeah, because it was.
And then bad. I also got another one time from you because I did not return home one night.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you were like.
Well, that was
scared.
Because,
like, well, I was all on drugs, so
yes,
because
that's when I started like really looking through your bottles, and you had so many pill bottles from so many doctors prescribing everything, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not right. So, and then you started,
but it
making,
wasn't like I was actively seeking out
no,
other doctors.
That was
and
the
stuff.
Thing. It, right. You would think like the doctors would be talking to each other back then and be like, and it was just bad. And then he started making bad love choices on top of that. And
I made some pretty bad choices.
Just bad choices all around.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
But, you know, you live, you learn,
yes.
You move forward, right?
Yes, yes.
So, we've been talking for 45 minutes. Can you believe it?
That's what happens when we start talking.
Is there anything else you may want to, like, do you have, like, any kind of story you want to tell them, or?
I think I just did.
That's about it? How much of I was a loser?
No, and how
and
almost
then
you
I
killed,
am a winner now?
You almost killed your cat? I'm sorry. No, we've had so many good memories. There's, like, so many inside jokes and so many... Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. But you are my oldest, longest friendship standing. I know you still have your friends in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But
even Melissa only knows me. Well,
Melissa, I was thinking Melinda.
Melissa is a really good friend too of mine from Virginia. But and we kind of grew up together, like we went to the same church, but we didn't really know each other. Mm-hmm. How we happened to know that we were like lived close to one another is because we sold old pictures of us where we were like in the same picture.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck am I doing in sweatpants? What the fuck is wrong with my parents? Why do I have a Dr. Pepper shirt on with sweatpants? And Michael Jackson pants. Why? Why did you let me do that?
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of whys I have for my parents. Trust me.
So that's how we discovered we pretty much grew together. And then like when I was 18, I got in a job with her where we got to know each other a lot more. And then we started to remember things from our childhood. So we've been friends. But that's not too much longer
oh, yeah.
like before you.
That's true.
So it was only... That was like in 96 and I met you like in 97. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's really only that year, but.
Wow. Then I feel special.
Don't.
Ugh. But you did just capture me crying for the first
time. Oh my God, you guys.
No, not the first time. What was it?
I've never seen you cry at a movie.
No, not in a movie.
I've seen you cry before. Not a movie.
True.
We were watching the last episode of Looking.
Wasn't the last. Well, okay.
The movie of Looking. Mm-hmm. And Gigi had seen like the first couple episodes of the first season. And then last night we watched the rest of the first season. We skipped over the second season. I told her a little bit because we didn't have enough time to watch it. And then we watched the movie.
Well, I stayed up late last night watching the second season. Half of it. I don't like Patrick.
Get to the very end. We're not going to tell anybody because the movie just came out, so we won't say anything.
Okay.
But at the end, Gigi cried, and I have a video of it, and I may post it.
Okay. First of all, I wasn't weeping. I cried.
You had a tear. I saw a tear.
I think I cried just as much as Patrick did. I think. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say about the movie.
But in the video, I'm like, oh my God, it's like seeing a unicorn.
Farting rainbows. Okay, so let me think. A happy story. I have a lot of happy stories. When he realized he wanted to move to Chicago, I was the first person he told. He was so scared. But I knew he wanted to just when he had told me, you know, one of those gun to the head moments.
Did your heart sink a little bit?
It did because we had just rekindled again with our friendship. Mm. And then, motherfucker, you had to move away. Far away. But that's all right.
And you held it up pretty good until the moment that I left. And then you, like the morning that I woke up to leave.
Oh, I know.
You were strong. I am a strong woman. I will not cry.
Yeah. And then you had a friend go around and drop off those letters to me and Samantha and Nicole. I'm like, what a pussy. Anyways. Let's see. And then when you were first telling me about Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really sweet. And then, I kept asking you. I was like, "Are you?" I was like, "I think this is serious. I think you're ready about marriage." And you were like, "Oh, I don't know." And then I don't. Okay, I think so. And I was like, "What?" And then what did we do? We immediately ran to Books A Million and got like one of those wedding magazines.
So they were so stupid. Like, I had to read through that. I was like, how do women go through this all the time?
But the experience, yay! And we ran to Books A Million and got the magazine. That was sweet.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But then when I actually read the magazine, I was like, this is a lot of bullshit.
Well,
it's a lot of work.
Well, that's what I call a PP.
Right.
Personal problem. You're not taking that moment away from me.
Actually, I should be very fucking grateful because I really didn't do a lot of planning for my wedding.
No, you didn't.
The only thing I did was like the party favors and...
Those were cute.
The food.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, that was so sweet about the food still.
That was nice.
Those hillbilly Polk County girls.
They're moving on up over there.
I tell you.
They're doing good.
Imperial Polk County.
You just get rid of the meth in that county. You will be set.
And the racism.
Yeah, the racism is pretty bad.
And the BO. And the alligators.
So tell me what you think about Chicago this time. Tell the listeners what you think.
Last time was really bad. Mm-hmm. Bad taste in my mouth. Ugh.
Well, you were here in March, which it was cold.
Yes. Quite nipply. And we saw... cop corruption firsthand, mm-hmm. multiple times.
Right.
And it was just bad. But we did go to Chinatown last time, and I like mm-hmm. that. This time around, we went to the non-beach today.
The fake ocean.
The fake ocean, the non-beach. And Got the tattoos, which is awesome. And
oh, should I tell them our Uber story?
Yes.
So that, you guys, I've never taken an Uber in my life. Okay. So we're in Peoria. We knew we were going to go to a restaurant and may have some drinks or whatever. And so we're like, oh, we'll just take an Uber. And I'm like, oh, I'm cool and hip. I can't wait to take my first Uber. So I'm like on my phone and I'm like, well, this is weird because we're at 330 Main Street and it's saying the restaurant is at 511 Main Street, but it's like 10 blocks away across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's weird. Let me just go ahead and punch it in. So the guy comes.
Yes.
Picks us up and we're like, oh, it's our first Uber. And he's like, okay, where are you going? I'm like, well, 511 Main Street. And he was like, what?
Well, he didn't know the restaurant, first right. of all. So he had to pull over mm-hmm. to check the restaurant address.
Right.
And then he was like, well, it says in my GPS.
That it's like 0.2 miles away. And we're like, no, it totally says like 10 blocks. I'm looking at it right here on my Google Maps. And it was like, showing it to him. He's like, yeah, but that's East Peoria. That's not, maybe it means to say East Peoria. So he's like, okay, I'll take you there. So as we're driving, I guess it dings or something on his phone and it says, you have arrived. You guys literally, oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Oh. But this was literally a block and a half away.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So embarrassing. And I paid $5
well, no,
to walk
to go
a block and a half.
He didn't even know what to do.
Right.
Because he was like, I think he like asked Uber Central or whatever. He was like, what am I supposed to do? What do I charge them? And he felt so bad to say, I have to charge you this. This is what they're telling me to charge. But you had a credit because it was your first right. one.
And then he's like, oh, if you guys need a ride home, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's a block and a half. We could have walked. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
But on the walk home was pretty, we were under the influence.
It was really hot too.
Was it?
It was hot there.
I don't remember. I was.
You guys, we went to bed at 8:30.
We were under the influence. let's just say that. It was bad. It was the hardest walk home.
Oh. It was. And it was only a block and a half. And like, we had to go up a hill. That was yes. another thing. I was like, I am not used to walking up a hill.
Oh my gosh.
We
should have taken the Uber back.
Right. And then the next morning we got up and then we went to have breakfast at this awesome barbecue place.
That Tim Beck suggested.
Yeah. And I had brisket and gravy. So imagine sausage gravy biscuits, but instead of sausage, it has brisket mixed in with it. So it's like all crumbled up in the gravy. Then they had huge brisket pieces like on top of the biscuits. Amazing.
We should go back there just to have that again.
It's 3 hours away.
I know. We have to pass all that corn. That was the other thing. Walking out and it smelled like the bakery.
Right. That was weird. It smelled like bread. But Tim told us it's because they process a lot of corn there. And that's like we're smelling the process of the corn.
So
it
weird.
Was interesting.
Very interesting.
A lot of corn there.
Lots of corn.
So then tomorrow we're supposed to be going to the Natural History Museum.
That's where the dinosaur is, right?
Yeah. We're going to go to the Bean, the Fountain, Navy Pier, which we're going to have to get up like super early and get going.
I'm already exhausted.
So I was, after watching Looking, Gigi was like, well, I guess we're not recording tonight, are we? And I was like, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. And then you said, I think we're going to be really tired tomorrow. I'm like, oh yeah, you're fucking right. We're going to be really tired. Because it's been hot, you guys, here. Today, it was like 109 degrees. It was crazy.
I brought Florida with me.
Mm-hmm.
Every day it has had a bad thunderstorm. Does it do that every day here?
No, not normally.
Okay. So it's just because of me.
Yeah. And you brought that fucking hot ass weather.
You're welcome. My hair has been showing it.
So, all right. We've been recording for an hour. Are you satisfied with that?
I feel we have already done tons better than that comedian I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do I know the comedian?
Yes.
Do you want to say the comedian's name so you can let everybody else know? You'll take it offline and let me know who it is?
Yes.
Is it?
No, girl.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have a podcast. But it's
she does have a podcast.
Does she? Mind with just Josh Wolf. Blown. Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's one of her writers. Good friends. That's why I was shocked. Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
That's why I was so disappointed.
Wow.
Yes. See? Arms crossed.
Mm, so pissed.
Pissed. Pissed as Patrick. From looking.
Gigi got real pissy during that show.
Yes.
So, all right. So we're going to go. Thank you for listening. It's like a surprise show. Roger and I will be back at the end of July. So like next week or the week after. We'll say the 24th. Something around there.
I'm on
so
vacation.
We'll be back like in 7-8 days or whatever we'll record. So I hope you guys enjoyed this like little surprise and like a little sneak into Virginia/Florida/Chicago Ricky.
Wow.
Got to know a little bit more about me than you did already, which is kind of cool.
Because
there's some people who have been listening for 10 plus years or 10 years. Like they've been there since the beginning.
Oh.
It's crazy, right?
Touch my one feeling.
And there's still no tears. Just one feeling and still no tears.
I have seen some shit in my life, okay?
All right. So thank you guys for listening. We'll be back soon and have a great week.
Nice to meet you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, this is a test. All right. I'm so excited.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, well, I didn't know we had to be singing and everything. But then again, you are the professional. Oh, we're starting now? Oh, my gosh.